Day 36, March 25th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 51 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Lisa D. Kenkarameth, Class of 2011. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. Psalm 51:4. I have always been troubled by this verse of Psalm 51. Don't we sin against other people all the time? It seems to me that sin is rarely just between God and us, as our ways of self-absorption and self-interest almost always hurt someone in some way. Calvin, though, puts the verse in context in his commentary on the Psalms. Though the world should pardon us, God is the judge with whom we have to do. In other words, human forgiveness alone cannot appease our consciences. In Jonathan Franzen's 2021 novel Crossroads, a story of a disintegrating family, the characters try and mostly fail to live virtuous lives. Russ, a reformed pastor, schemes to have an affair with one of the youth group moms while his wife and two of his sons are in crisis. Russ believes in his own basic goodness and righteousness, so while briefly troubled by his dalliance with a woman not his wife, he doesn't dwell on it. Sin and guilt are not an issue for him. Russ's wife, Marion, a former Catholic with a haunted past, believes that bad things that come her way are just retribution for the sins of her young adulthood. Her therapist tries to coach her towards self-forgiveness, but Marion objects. I know you think it's sick to blame myself, but spiritually, I think it's healthier. Though Russ and Marion both have distorted views of the nature of forgiveness, Marion's view does seem spiritually more astute. For Marion, sin is not an idea or a feeling, but something real, nameable, and intractable. Marion errs in rejecting the possibility of forgiveness, but Russ errs in taking it for granted. The psalmist does not take it for granted, yet he knows that he has to do with a God whose nature it is to be forgiving. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Verse 17. God calls us neither to self-flagellation nor to indifference about the ways we fail to do what is right and good, but only asks us to be honest about ourselves. Today's prayer. Holy God, you desire truth in the inward being. So create in me a clean heart and put your spirit within me. Keep me from self-delusion about the ways I do wrong or think wrongly, and help me to trust in your grace alone to forgive, heal, and change me through Jesus Christ. Amen.